Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty. Prior to the game yesterday, there was some thought that I saw a tweet that Mike Breen and the crew might have to broadcast remotely because of a tornado warning in the area.
So,
and that's when I knew that it was going to be a thunder roll, right? I mean, it's just like when you have a tornado as the game is starting. It's just too poetic.
Also, some of them address. I heard Breen say it during the broadcast as Halliburton hit an early shot. He gave him a bang, and he said he owed him that one.
Yes.
Because like we had talked about,
yes.
Did not recall did Breen not. Using a bang on Halliburton's shot in game one. And he even acknowledged it.
That's right.
Because it had been brought up to him. He'd probably seen it on
right.
social media, which I didn't look for, but it was clearly others had noticed as well.
That's right.
And he gave him one when it really didn't matter.
That's right.
But in it was the first quarter because it was a payback.
Three.
It was a three.
He only says bang on threes.
Okay.
Was his rationale when he was explaining it.
Got you. See, I didn't listen that deeply, but I knew I'd heard
yeah.
it. And I'd heard him say,
yeah.
I owed him one.
Yeah. Now, I would have probably made an exception given that it was such a game, you know, an important shot. And it was still
I
a
think
shot.
You just got to wait.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
look how unimportant
oh,
this one
yeah.
ends up being.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he hit some fourth quarter shots, but by the time he got going in the fourth, it was pretty much out of reach.
The game was over.
Yeah. But like you have the whole series to pay him back that bang. You know, you don't have to give it to him in game two.
Right.
Especially so early. I don't want to cheapen the
bang.
I don't
want it to be obligatory.
You know, the bang is something that's very, you know.
But maybe that's more sign.
No, I don't think so. I think
he
was under
it's
pressure.
It's more signed that he really is, man. He's kind of he's just waving in the wind, man. Here at the end,
I thought he was just under pressure and he was just trying to placate the masses.
I'm kidding. I think we said it last week under immense scrutiny they've been getting.
That's right.
We still stand firm for Breen.
We do.
Maybe not the whole rest of the crew.
I think the crew is fine. I have no issues with the crew. People
they did. We said that they did Breen no favors when they broke up. You said. MJ, say it.
Mark Jackson?
Right, and Van Gundy.
Yes.
That was the
yes.
that was the culture crew.
Yes. Game two happened last night. But the real news of the day is Tyler Perry's straw.
Stop.
I guess we'll have to get to that
later.
I guess we'll have to get to that.
It did. It wrecked the internet.
Yeah.
And as you saw, you got caught up to it.
It didn't wreck the corners of the internet that I'm in, but
you saw it happening.
I respect the I do respect some when you bring these things to me, and I did some further research, you know.
Dude, exactly one word, Sinbad.
Sinbad, dude, Sinbad's in that thing.
Do you remember when he came on with us?
It was like he blessed the show.
He believed in us early.
He did.
He gave us a chance early.
He did.
And so there'll always be a special place in my heart, Brad, much like yourself.
Dead ass.
Those folks that believed in us early, you, like Sinbad, always going to be a special place in Smooth's heart for them.
Bro, seriously.
And I saw him in Straw.
It was like the first thing we did that people like talked about.
It feels that way.
They're like, oh, your Sinbad interview was so good. Thank you.
Gave us a little confidence.
Thank you so much.
Like when a player hits his first shot.
I'm blushing. Know? Thank you, Sinbad.
Confidence is key.
Even though Sinbad was basically irrelevant at that time. Like,
it's okay. We got it through chuckles. It worked out. It was great for Smooth's confidence. Again, like you said, it was just sort of a, hey, we can do this. That was a good, at least for me, you had done many a good interview.
Rest in peace to Chuckles.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, we lost them.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. There,
don't get too off what you were on, which is game two.
Yeah, sorry. Straw is just something that has been on my mind. No question about that. But yes, as we kind of expected, at least some of us, not all of us, some of us had the Pacers plus 10.5. I don't want to say no names. I ain't trying to do that. You know, I'm not trying to take it there, especially as hot as he's been running, in his segment.
He got very confident.
But some of us expected a close game. Others did not. Others bet the Oklahoma City Thunder minus 10.5 as soon as it posted. And I will say this. There was a world where Jalen Williams misses that three at the end. They come back, hit a three. Because the Pacers don't stop playing, bro. They do not stop. They don't die. It's like that.
Well, they stopped last
that
time.
Game,
in the fourth, they stopped.
Well, that was weird. I guess we could get to that in a minute. But, like, they just always,
Yeah, no, that's hard. That's how they've had all these comebacks.
There were moments where I'm like, all right, whew, I can exhale. The game's about to get to 30, and it never did. It would get to like 23, and then it'd be 18, and then it'd be 15. I'm like, good 10-0, God.
10-0 run.
Why won't you guys just go away? God.
You sound like someone with a lot of money on the game.
You make it hard. You make it so hard. But ultimately, at the end, the Thunder did enough to hold on.
Good job summing that up.
I will say it was not – nearly as it was a competitive game. It really was. It was a bad end of the first and a bad second quarter for the Pacers. Beyond that, you're talking about two teams that are right there. But the first half was enough ultimately for the Thunder. Shea was brilliant yet again, 34, 8, and 5. Caruso and Aaron Wiggins, bro.
Wiggins hit 5 threes off the bench.
Where did they come from? I mean, offensively for Caruso, 20 points for him. He was the second leading scorer on the team.
Yep.
So, that's why when we talk about the Thunder, we said that this team is going to do it because they have those nights with Caruso or it's Jalen Williams or it's Chet or it's freaking Aaron Wiggins coming off the bench. Like, they show – I thought that was in many ways the best of the Thunder, right? They showed what they can be when they're absolutely rolling.
Yeah, I think, too, Dagnall just needs to stop playing, be the bigger team. They, we saw it to start the series, and we talked about it, and we asked the question, why? Why did he feel the need to adjust, pull Hartenstein? Hartenstein plays just 17 minutes that first game, has 9 rebounds, but limited there. That decided to go smaller. They went back to Hartenstein in terms of not starting, but 22 minutes. His minutes went back up, and they out-rebounded the Pacers. You get out-rebounded in the first game by a Pacers team that has no business out-rebounding you after you pull Hartenstein. And give him only 17 minutes. And then you're back to being the more dominant team inside once you play him 20. This is simple. And this has me going back and questioning things like, again, how good a coach is Dagnall? You can look real good when you've got a culture that's set by SGA. He's the MVP. Everybody's falling in behind. And by the way, I mean, whether it's Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, they've got other dudes. They're deep. And I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but I'm saying we don't have any evidence that he's some genius. And when you do something as, again, no-brainer as this, Indiana wasn't asking for some huge adjustment based on how they'd played. You have a huge advantage in terms of your size, and they finally went back to it in game two. They owned the boards as a result of it, and it was just, why did you need to change something that wasn't broken? So I go back to, and there's no need to hold up Dagnall here. We've seen some real fine coaching in these playoffs, particularly on the part of Indiana, adjustments, Rick Carlisle. I haven't seen anything from Dagnall yet that makes me think this guy's some genius. Now, clearly he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's part of the culture. He coached their G League team for 5 years before they gave him this. But come on, man. Why did he change that up? They are the more physical team. You took one of your strengths away from yourself second overthinking it going into the series.
Absolutely.
That was back to, you know, again, you went back up to 22 minutes for Hartenstein, had him on the floor again with Chet. Get back to basics, bro. That's be the bigger team when you can be. You don't need to overthink this. And so finally they did that for the most part in game two.
Yeah, they did. And now the series, of course, goes back to Indiana. And the question is, you know, what are we going to see? Because in game threes, the Thunder have been awful in the playoffs. They were down 29 in the first round to the Memphis Grizzlies, as you might remember. Ultimately, just, you know, got a lucky break and Ja Morant got hurt and were able to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by, what was it, a billion, right, to Minnesota. They lost that game by 41. They lost, I want to say, to Denver. They lost by 12 at Denver. So, you know, that's been the swing in the series so far for the Thunder, is this third game going to the, you know, going on the road. You know, and I think that's just what you kind of have to, you know, filter through right now is, like, do we expect, like, have they figured out the Pacers in a way? Like, was that game, like, all right, we kind of figured this out now, we feel good about it? Or was it just an inevitability that the Thunder were going to respond like that, and now we have a series? Like, where are you on that?
Well, I mean, say for a game-winning shot in game one, Tyrese Haliburton has not been great. He's 13 of 26 from the field, but 5 of 15 from 3. Again, he hits the key one at the end, but that was a game we said where he only had 14 points in game one. Last night, 17 points. This is not a guy who's having his way. And at times, in fact, you're seeing him on the bench looking like, boy, almost like he hasn't quite gotten it figured out yet when he should be aggressive and when he shouldn't. This should be go time all the time for him. The problem is that's not what they've asked him to do during the regular season. It's not who he is. He averages 18 points. He's never been that guy to go out and go try to match SGA, who's giving you 30 each night. And yet at some point you've got to turn it on and take it to another level. Your team is asking that of you. We talked about it. If not for Nembhard and Miles Turner in game one, Haliburton's shot ain't happening. You're not back in the game in game one if those guys haven't hit the key threes to start the 12-2 run to finish the game.
Yep.
Friendship, we've been playing with it because Brian Windhorst, the power of friendship, Brian Windhorst is – that's what pulled him through with the game one. If the number one friend here at some point doesn't decide, hey, I'm going to be Mr. Aggressive here and y'all fall behind me like is happening on the other side with OKC – and SGA's consistency, bro, the rest of this series ain't going to be close.
Yeah, you're right.
Because look at how they've defended Haliburton for not just this series so far, but going back to the regular season, they've had success against him. There's something Dagnall doesn't need to change. Yeah, he got loose at the end of game one when he had Cason Wallace on him instead of Dort there, but they've done a good job on him.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't change, if Haliburton doesn't all of a sudden decide I'm going to be aggressive, Haliburton, the dude we saw put up that historic triple double against the Knicks, bro. This won't go six.
Yeah,
they can win four in a row.
Well, I think like if you zoom out, you say, all right, they were up what 15 in game one in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, bro.
Like so they've controlled the Pacers led for what 3 seconds, you know, in that game.
The end. .3.
Yeah, .3. Whatever. Yeah. 0.3 seconds. So you could say, like, the Thunder have dominated this series. Like, they've won.
Well, they gave away their rebounding advantage in game one, which you took back.
Exactly.
So you outthunked it. You gave that
like,
to them in
like,
the first
how,
game.
How did they
point.
Do that, though, right? Like, what was different? Because he kept the same starting lineup, oddly. I thought he would have.
He played them more minutes. That's what I just sat and told you the entire few minutes ago. He played them more minutes. It's 5 more minutes, Hardenstein, but he had him and Chet on the floor together.
Right.
Didn't start him.
Yeah.
But he played him more minutes. He only played him 17 in the first game.
Yeah.
He barely had him on the floor together. They need to be on the floor together against this Indiana team.
Yeah.
He had completely messed that up. That was pointed out last night.
Yep.
How he put the two back in there and there's a 5-minute difference, but don't let that fool you. He played them both together.
Whereas
in that first game, he would not do it. Right. I'd put his tail back in the starting lineup.
I would too.
But
I mean,
he's doing that just to cover his butt at this point so he doesn't look So it doesn't look like as much of a no-brainer. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yep.
Like, why did you give them that?
Yep.
But they got the rebounding advantage back. They were out-rebounding that first game as a result of a jump.
Yep. No, I think that's exactly. I kind of think that, like, with that adjustment.
So, right.
They've kind of got this on.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like.
And you, that's what I'm saying. You gave that to, that wasn't something that you even needed to give it to him in game one.
You didn't need, but I
changed it without even needing to see it.
I think there's some possibility, maybe a very real possibility, that this is a 5-game series, right? Like they just rattle off
now.
Three
it could,
more.
It could be.
I think it probably is 6. I think the Pacers will take one of these two games.
I hope so. It's going to take one of those Halliburton games, though. Like, why
right.
does this dude do this? Hasn't he understood at this point? It's go time now. And
yes.
typically when you've gone, when you're
yes.
scoring 20 plus,
yes.
you guys are winning. It's not a bad thing when you're doing it.
Because like you'll look at his numbers and you'll see he had 17 last night, bro. He had 6. He had 3, I think, going into the fourth.
I think it was 5.
Okay, it was 5.
Either one or the other.
Right?
You're dead on now.
He was irrelevant.
Exactly.
All of that
came
saying. In the context of garbage time.
Yes.
He was not. And that's why we talked about before this series started. I would love to have been able to believe that the Pacers could do this thing and pull it off. But he, like SGA, bro, lunch pail. I'm there.
Bro.
Tell me when and where.
But it was about to be garbage time in game one.
Yep. Exactly.
In that fourth quarter when they were 15
exactly.
in the fourth. It was
exactly.
about to be.
Yep.
You know, before, the again, his crew.
Yes.
Got him back in that game.
Yes. But make no mistake about it, bro.
He can't watch them do this the rest of the series, watch his teammates and hope their threes get him fired up. Like, you got to be leading this,
no
bro,
doubt.
At this point.
And that is the difference
work.
Because the Thunder are going to win the championship because their star
they
shows up
is.
Every single night. It doesn't matter who the team is. It doesn't matter what. Dude, regular season,
he
postseason.
Did in the loss last game.
Yes. Like, this guy is going to give you 30-plus a game. It's inevitable. He's a lock to give
Rick
you 30
Carlisle
game.
Said it. Some people didn't like it, but he said it in the postgame presser. He said, look, he's going to score 30-something points. We can't stop that. What we got to do is try to make it as hard on him as possible so we're wearing them down. But he was telling us, one of the Moores brothers said he didn't like that statement, what it says to your team,
I mean,
that you can't stop this guy.
Nobody
that
can stop him.
It's, I agree. And that's what I mean, he basically was just up there telling the truth. He said the thing is we're not here to make it easy for him.
Yes,
you know we need to wear him down, and what that does hopefully in turn is put more pressure on his teammates, and that's where we can win.
That's right.
But I mean, he was. It's not like he was saying my team sucks. We can't defend this guy.
Yes.
So I didn't have any problem with him saying it the way he did. What are we talking about here? Carlisle knows what the hell he's doing.
I mean, look at his numbers, dude. He had 30. He had 31 and 38 against the Grizzlies. That's 2. He had how many 30-point games did he have against Denver? 1, 2, 3, 4 games. 4 of the 7 against Denver. 1, 2, 3, 4 of 5 against Minnesota, and then 2 against the. This dude is putting up 30 a game in like 80% of his games in the playoffs, bro.
Oh, it's unreal. It's unreal.
I mean, honestly, it's got to be in the conversation for like best postseason. Like, I mean, I guess LeBron probably was doing that, you know, with the Cavs. He probably, his numbers probably looked a lot like that. But I mean, that's the kind of category he's in. Like, if you're not thinking about this dude and like that LeBron, you know, possibility,
mm-hmm.
you need to update because, like, we talked about it. I've become such a fan of this dude because of his consistency.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.